From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon calling for an investigation into an airstrike on a school in Syria that killed nearly 30 people, most of them children. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says warplanes carried out 6 strikes on a village in rebel-held Idlib and hit a school complex. Both the observatory and the U.S. have said either the Syrian government or the Russian government were responsible for the attacks. Meantime, Russia's ambassador to the U.N. says he is unconvinced by a report linking the Syrian government to the use of chemical weapons in at least 3 instances. Vitaly Jurkin says the report lacks sufficient testimony, material proof, and was full of contradictions.
We believe that the proof is not there for any big punitive action to be taken. It's simply not there. Let's continue the discussion. We'll continue studying the report.
An inspection team under the joint auspices of the UN and the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons has issued a report on the incidents. U.S., the U.K., and France want the U.N. Security Council to impose sanctions on the Syrian government for using chemical weapons. Ethiopian troops who have been fighting al-Shabaab militants in Somalia have vacated a series of military bases, sparking fears of a militant resurgence and a possible setback for African Union efforts to stabilize the country. Troop withdrawal comes at a vulnerable time as the government is organizing elections throughout November and the UN mission, AMISOM, is on the defensive following a string of high-profile al-Shabaab raids on key military bases. This is VOA News. India has expelled a staffer of the Pakistani High Commission in New Delhi, accusing him of running a spy racket that accessed sensitive information about Indian security operations. Islamabad rejected the allegations, saying the man had been detained, in their words, on false and unsubstantiated charges. The expulsion comes as relations between the two countries have hit a new low following a militant attack last month on an Indian army camp in Kashmir that killed 20 soldiers. A former U.S. First Lady running for president, Democrat Hillary Clinton, shared the campaign stage for the first time with the current First Lady, Michelle Obama, during a campaign stop in the U.S. state of North Carolina. Mrs. Obama spoke to the Clinton supporters.
I just want to take this moment publicly to thank Hillary. I mean, it takes a level of generosity of spirit to do what Hillary has done in her career, in her life, for our family, for this nation.
And then Hillary Clinton spoke next.
Seriously, is there anyone more inspiring than Michelle Obama? And maybe it's especially meaningful to me because I do know something about being First Lady of the United States.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, campaigning in the state of Ohio, took issue with parts of Clinton's tax policy as he sees it.
Hillary Clinton wants to raise taxes on small businesses up to 45%. What a difference. You know, what a difference this is. And just thinking to myself right now, we should just cancel the election and just give it to Trump, right? What are we even having it for? What are we having it for? Her policies are so bad.
Real Clear Politics, which compiles voter survey averages, shows Clinton leading Trump 46-40%. The election is November the 8th. Korean automakers Hyundai and Kia reached a settlement with 33 U.S. states and Washington, D.C. on charges that inflated the fuel economy numbers of 2011 to 2013 models. Company will pay $41.2 million in fines. Hyundai and Kia have already paid out $300 million to the U.S. federal government and compensated some car owners. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and, as always, on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.